Yeah, I am very honoured to be in the role. Obviously, retiring 2014, for the last sort of two and a bit years, I've been part of that management structure, and I've been very lucky to be able to do that. So I feel I'm in a good spot now with what I've learnt and in the management that I've put forward so far. That to take this role is something that means a lot to me. Everyone knows how much the club means to me. So yeah, to have this opportunity now is something that I'm going to relish.
And there are pros and cons, of course, to go into a changing room in charge of players, many of whom you played with.
Yeah, but I suppose as a captain, there was that element of distance anyway when I was a player. And then being injured for most of 2013, all of 2014, I pretty much moved into that role of being around the guys and not being a player anymore and being more of the management side of things. So, yeah, I've got a lot of good experiences on the field with these players, but I feel I've got the trust and respect to be able to make decisions as a coach now, and I think they pretty much see that as well.
And with Ashley Giles back at the county in a new role, you were a formidable partnership as coach and captain. He's now a sporting director. How do you see the sort of roles divvying up, as it were?
Well, it's early days at the moment. You know, it's his first day fully on the job. Obviously, we had meetings last week getting him up to speed with the work that we'd done in November and December. So, yeah, I mean, I know how well he works. We both have similar views on how we want to take the club forward and what we expect standards-wise from our players and the disciplines. And I think the longevity is something that really rings true to me, as well as to a lot of the senior players of this team, that they care about the team they're playing in, but they also care about the team beyond themselves. So we're both agreeing on a lot of those types of things, and it'll just be working the next couple of months, figuring out, you know, whose responsibilities lie where. But I'm very much just focused on getting the guys prepared for the new season, and Ash can be part of that as much or as little as he wants.
It won't be awkward if he turns up in a tracksuit occasionally, will it?
No, I don't. No one feels that he's going to be spying on us to make sure that we're all doing our jobs. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's my line manager, and I'll use him for advice and in whatever capacity that he can help us with. But I think he's confident that we've got things running pretty well in November, December. And the guys are in a good space coming back for fitness testing today. So we've got a good 6-week block before we break for a week, and everyone's going to be making sure that they're doing the right stuff.
There'll be some scrutiny inevitably on your relationship with Ian Bell as well, because you are brothers-in-law, and that's something you've got to be able to tell him what you need from him at certain times. Do you feel that relationship can work professionally?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, anything that he's achieved on the field or I've achieved off it is pretty much separate. Has nothing to do with the fact that our wives are sisters. But the relationship I've had with him from a very young age, we know each other's game when we were players, and I know very much knows what he's about as a leader as well as a player. For me, it's about taking as much responsibility off him. So, excuse me, he can then look after the team on the field, and he can look after his own game. If he does that, he's going to be scoring lots of runs for Warwickshire, and the team around him are going to be playing for him and winning games of cricket. So, you know, I don't see there being any issues. There haven't been thus far. And we're big and ugly enough to be able to challenge each other in many ways as well, which I think is crucial. And it's been the same when I work with Ash. You're going to have times where there's going to be some conversations you might not agree, but at the end of the day, it's for the better of the team. And I think we're both willing to make those conversations.
He's been very eager to embrace the young players that are coming through at the county as well. Is that a vision that you share, to bring players through?
Yeah. First and foremost, we're going to look to win trophies, and that's what we've got to do. But we're more than aware that we need to also look to go through what we've got coming through. No one has a given right to come and represent Warwickshire, but we understand that for us to be successful in the long term, these guys are going to have to make sure they come into the team and put in good performances. So I think that's another thing with having Ash involved. He's going to be able to oversee the bigger picture, so we can concentrate on the day in, day out stuff of making sure that my squad is performing well, but also know that what's coming through is well looked after. I think we've got a good system in place now for a good year, a couple of years now. It's not to say it's all quick fix and it's going to happen next, you know, tomorrow or the next day, but I do think if you've got a captain who thinks the same way and cares about where this club goes beyond his own career, I think that's a good place to be.
Ashley himself has mentioned his involvement with recruitment. Is that something you might be saying to him now? Look, there are one or two things we still need for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I still think we've got a squad that can compete in all forms, but if we see a character and a skill level that we think will do nothing but add to this environment, we're never going to say never. Obviously, there are budgetary issues that Ash will have to take care of, and I'll be coming knocking on his door and asking, this is where I think we need to strengthen, this is where we potentially might be weak in a couple of years' time. So we need to be aware of that. We need to also find out who wants to, you know, be on the bus with us in this next phase of our of our tenure. And if guys don't want to be, then we need to find out quickly.
Will people within the squad notice a difference? Do you feel that this will be a changing point in terms of what they've been used to?
I think from sensing it, guys who worked with Jarlo before, they know what he's about. And yeah, there's definitely a sense of that impending arrival, really, that's been over the last couple of months. Now that he's here, it's done. What I feel is we've got a good system in place, we've got a good structure in place, but that means nothing if we don't work well. So it's just about cracking on now. The guys have just got to make sure they're in as good a place as they can be come the first game of the season. We, as a management, worked incredibly hard. The guys that I work with, Alan Richardson, Tony Frost, Chris Armstrong, Gerald Muster, Stuart Key, these guys have worked incredibly well before Christmas to get these guys in a good place. And the guys need to have some credit as well. They've really led from the front. There's a lot of senior guys there with a lot of experience, and seeing them lead is something that we definitely need to see going forward.